Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to this podcast ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
A listener note, this episode contains adult content and language.
We've got Brooklyn and Jason. Jason seems to be the perfect guy.
He said, I love you. It was very, very serious. I did ask him to send me a picture with my name.
That looks legit.
I think they had a fake profile.
Really?
Why would you put me through that?
We need to fucking squash this shit because it's been going on for way too long.
Whoa.
From MTV and Wondery, I'm Neve Schulman, and this is Catfish the Podcast, where we uncover the truths and lies about love in the digital world and help people find out if someone really is who they say they are. Now, our most shocking episodes are adapted for your ears for the very first time. On this episode, Brooklyn and Jason.
All right, what's up, everyone? I've changed locations again, finally settling back into our New York City apartment. Nice to be back in New York City. Cammy K on the line.
Hi.
Hi. Let's open the old email. The subject is, it doesn't add up.
Oh boy.
Dear Neve and Cammy, my name is Allie, and I'm writing in to see if you can help my best friend, Brooklyn. Ah, perfect. I'm in Brooklyn. She and I both live in Indiana. This past winter, Brooklyn was on, here it is, Plenty of Fish. And she met this guy, Jason, who lives in Ohio. Jason seemed like the perfect guy. He's an EMT, handsome and caring, a good dad, and it wasn't long before Brooklyn was posting about him, making them an official couple. But she was ignoring big red flags. Jason never wanted to talk on the phone. He wouldn't video chat. And when they finally made plans to meet up, he canceled because Jason was so busy. Due to him being an EMT and it being a pandemic.
I feel like I'm an EMT is like the new, like my car broke down. I feel like people are just using that now.
I know.
To catfish people.
Brooklyn isn't a fool. She told him that if they didn't meet up, she was going to have to break up with him. And luckily, she kept her word. And Brooklyn recently met a new guy face to face who seems great. And I think there's a future for them. But Jason keeps popping into her life. He recently texted to ask how she and her kids are doing. Okay, so Brooklyn also has kids. I am concerned that Jason is going to keep Brooklyn from focusing on her new relationship. Can you help me prove that she's better off letting Jason go, Allie? Interesting. We always tell people, if they can't meet up with you, break it off. And she actually did that.
Yeah.
But can she fully commit with the potential of Jason maybe all of a sudden becoming available in the near future? Right, he's like, he won't let her off the line. It's like catch and release, brother.
Shit or get off the pot.
Right, let's see what the friend Allie has to say.
Hey, Allie, we just read your email. Join our Zoom.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes, but let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Cammy and I got an email from a woman named Allie. Her friend, Brooklyn, was in an online relationship with a guy named Jason.
It got serious enough that Brooklyn was referring to him as her boyfriend, even though they'd never met or even FaceTimed. And whenever they planned to meet, he made excuses about why he couldn't show up. Brooklyn finally had enough and actually broke it off. She's now in a real-life relationship that seems to be going well. But Allie is afraid that if Jason pops up again, Brooklyn will fall right back into it. Let's get on the Zoom with Allie and get more details on the story.
Hey, how are things in Indiana?
Just living my life, paying bills, and going to school.
Allie has long blonde hair and wears light makeup. Her fingernails are painted turquoise blue, and she's got a tiny nose ring. She's very happy to see us and flashes us a bright smile.
So how do you know Brooklyn?
A year ago, I started working at the same job that she had. We became really close, hung out all the time, and now I'm over here every day. I help with the kids.
How many kids does she have?
She has four, and they're the cutest little things ever.
Whoa.
Four kids?
Why is she looking to meet other guys? What is wrong with her? You've done everything you need to do with guys. No, you don't need any more guys in your life.
I think that she just wants to find that person that's going to be with her forever, and she wants to get married and have her whole life set.
All right, so insert Jason. What do we think about him?
For me, I see so many red flags.
But it's the situation is touchy because now she's got this new guy she's dating, right?
Yeah, they just started maybe a couple weeks ago. He seems great and everything. But with Jason, she needs to know who this is so she can fully move past it, because he still pops up every once in a while messaging, hey, how you been? How the kids? Da-da-da-da-da. Right. You can't just keep popping up like that.
Yeah.
So did you talk to her about writing into Catfish?
Yeah. She wants to meet him. She wants to know who he is.
Okay, so what should we do? Do we want to bring her into the Zoom?
I'm actually right down the street.
Ooh, I love that.
A pop-up.
Yeah, so you're literally just going to walk down to Brooklyn's house. This is great.
Two houses down. A little surprise her. It's fine.
This is so fun. This is the most distance this show has covered all season.
I know. This is very exciting. Show us what it's like outside.
Okay, let's turn this around so you can see what everything looks like. So here we are. Walk right down here.
Allie has walked outside with her phone and takes us down the street to Brooklyn's house. She reverses the image so that we can see the neighborhood, which is very green with small white houses with gray shingled roofs.
Is everyone supposed to wear masks?
We're in such a small town that, like, we don't really have as much of a threat as, like, bigger places do.
Yeah.
Here we are, literally right down the street.
That was easy.
Dude, you will not believe who I have on the phone right now.
Bok, bok!
Allie walks into Brooklyn's house without knocking. Brooklyn's surprised to see us, but gives us a big smile.
Oh,
hey! What's up, Brooklyn?
Brooklyn? How do you even have time to do your hair if you have four children? I have questions.
It takes a lot of practice.
Brooklyn has her blonde hair done in beautiful curls. She looks very polished and put together.
If you have a computer available...
Yeah. I have a laptop.
It would be good to switch to a computer just so Allie doesn't have to hold her hand up for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
Allie hangs up the phone. While we wait for them to jump back on the Zoom, Cammie and I share our thoughts on what we've heard so far.
Wow.
So far, everything about his story is so quintessentially catfish. Hey,
hello.
All right.
Wow.
Brooklyn and Allie look like sisters sitting side by side at a dark wood table. Brooklyn seems eager to begin this operation.
So, Brooklyn, obviously Allie kind of filled us in on some of the basic plot points of your relationship with Jason. But can you kind of just go back to when you met him and how the relationship evolved over the last year?
Well, so I was on Plenty of Fish app and I had a message from Jason. I mean, we immediately hit it off. He was like the perfect guy. He was a hard worker. The way that he took care of his son, he seemed like a great father. We exchanged numbers and we texted every single day. We were constantly texting 24/7. We said, I love you. I mean, it was very, very serious. Like, he knew things about me and he remembered them. And that was really important for me.
And did you guys ever make plans to meet up?
I did tell Jason, you know, right about this time was when COVID started getting really bad. And he said that he was an EMT. He was like an essential worker. So he was working 7 days a week. I was like, you know, I want to meet, but I understand like things are crazy right now in the world. And, you know, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt to meet me. We were supposed to meet for my birthday, which was in the middle of May. It was like the week of, and he wound up saying he had to work. It was mandatory. He couldn't get off. And I decided that it was best that we just stop talking because I didn't want to be in a relationship with somebody that I hadn't met. Like, he wouldn't call me on the phone ever.
Can you show us some of the conversations you're having with him? Like,
yeah. So this is the first time he reached out.
Brooklyn takes out her phone and shares the screen with the texts she first received from Jason. "Hey, this is Jason from POF." She responded, "Hey there, handsome." Jason asked, "How's your day going?" "A lot better now." Things heated up quickly.
So you only speak over text?
Yeah.
But Jason, he has social media.
He does not.
None. Nothing.
What?
Allie makes a face and jumps in.
So that was another thing that I'm like, I don't know.
But he said that he just didn't like technology that much. Like, he wasn't really in. He didn't really like to have all of it. But I did ask him to send me a picture with my name on a piece of paper because I was like, I want to make sure that you're, you know, this person. And I did get one.
Brooklyn pulls up the picture that Jason sent. He's a tall African-American guy. We can't really see his face because he's wearing a face mask, but he's wearing what looks like a navy blue uniform with an EMT emblem on the front of the shirt. And he is actually holding a piece of paper with Brooklyn written on it.
And this is the same one he had sent.
Yeah, that is the picture. Yeah.
I zoom in to get a closer look at the page.
I mean, it does look handwritten.
The picture seemingly pretty convincing. He's so friendly.
I scroll through some of the other pictures that Brooklyn has on her phone. In one, Jason's wearing that same EMT shirt. We can see his face now. He's got short black hair, a beard, and a very sweet smile. There's also one of him in a baseball cap making a funny face at the camera.
He's a handsome guy, too. I don't know. Could your kid's father have anything to do with what's going on right now?
I honestly don't think so. I mean, we get along great, and he couldn't keep up with it,
right. Honestly. Is there anyone in your life that you could think of that's, like, pursuing you or had pursued you unsuccessfully?
Okay, so in January, I was on the Plenty of Fish app, and a guy named Carlos messaged me. I did meet Carlos in person once, and we hit it off real good. But he was living with a girl named Kara, and
they were in a relationship?
No, roommate situation.
They're just roommates?
Yes, but Kara had a best friend named Rio. And during the time of me talking to Carlos, I was getting a lot of harassment from these girls.
Because they didn't want you talking to Carlos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
How'd you get caught up in this?
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. I was just, you know, like, this is a really crazy, and everything that's going on, I think it's just better if we be friends. So we kind of disagreed on that. But then Carlos and I continued to talk just as friends, and that was pretty much the end of it.
Couldn't Carlos be Jason?
Brooklyn looks very serious when she hears this, but Allie's a bit more open to the idea.
Maybe it is Carlos. Maybe he got upset at the fact that things couldn't work out, so he found a different way.
Within 2 days of me stopping talking to Carlos, I did start talking to Jason. So, I mean, it was pretty quick. But
and it was on the same app.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to forget about the guy that you're dating now for Jason?
I like the guy I'm talking to. Things are going really good, but I really don't know what the future holds as far as Jason and me, because I did share a lot of intimate things with this person. At the end of the day, I want to know who Jason is.
All right, well, so I guess we got to see if we can dig a little deeper here. Send us what you have. Let us do a little research. Hopefully, you know, we can find something.
All right, perfect.
Allie, thank you for bringing in the big dogs.
Thank you.
Bye.
And they sign off.
So what do you think? You got a picture of his name, and it's just like,
it looks legit, but like, I do not see this Jason person adding up to what he's been saying.
Are all these other weird people that were harassing her involved?
I don't think so, because it's not like Brooklyn is still connected to Carlos, where it's like,
right,
let's keep her attention away from Carlos so that we can have him.
Right.
That's not even happening.
Right. I mean, could Carlos be Jason? I'm just so curious.
Brooklyn needs to be able to move on with her life, and until she finds out who this Jason guy is, that's not going to happen.
After a little break, it's time to get to work. I text Cammy, let's investigate. Hop back in the Zoom.
Hello!
All right, Are you ready to dive into this? I'm very curious. We've got Brooklyn and Jason. Jason says he's an EMT and lives in Ohio and has a son. Seems to be the perfect guy, but Jason cannot get on a phone call or certainly a video chat. And so Brooklyn started dating someone else. And so even though she's got this new guy, I feel like if Jason's legit, she's gonna wanna be with him.
Right, for sure. She wants to know who he is because she wants to see where things could possibly lead, and I get that.
Right, but let's not forget, before there was Jason, there was Carlos, who she met on Plenty of Fish. They met up once, and she started getting harassed by his roommate, Kara, and her friend, Rio. And then she decides it's not worth talking to Carlos, and then a day or two later, she gets a message from Jason.
That's suspicious.
All right, so let's see what we got here. I just want to find something out. I'm dying to know something.
I pull up the email that Brooklyn just sent us with all the information she has on the people who might be involved in this story.
Jason Jones lives in Loveland, Ohio. He's an EMT and is 28 years old. I don't know if you need this, but these are the Facebooks for Carlos, Kara, and Rio. 2 days after I told Carlos I couldn't see him, I got a message from Jason on POF. Jason doesn't have any social media, so I'm attaching the pictures that I have of him, and I'm including the picture he sent with my name on it.
Here is his phone number.
All right, let's search for Jason.
I input the number into the website binverified.com.
All right, so we got nothing. No name was found.
No information, period.
Weird. So this is probably a text app. All right, here are the photos, okay. Let's go to image search. All right, the first one.
In this one, Jason looks laid back in a striped t-shirt and mirrored sunglasses.
All right, so that's not a hit. Well, here's this one.
Jason's wearing a black baseball cap, black t-shirt, and a big smile.
No, nothing. All right, let's try this one.
In this picture, Jason looks very serious, sporting some attitude.
Nothing.
Definitely want to see that picture of him with the Brooklyn sign.
I pull that picture up again to take another look.
I don't know. It looks legit to me.
I know, right?
Can you zoom in on the text?
I mean, he's definitely holding a piece of paper, too, like, and a blank piece of paper. Like, the texture on the paper is too well done. Like, that looks legit.
So is this just Jason, or is this guy in on the whole scheme? I don't know. I keep looking at his eyes thinking that he's going to tell me something.
I zoom in to get a close-up of Jason's eyes.
What are you thinking?
Tell us the truth.
Weird. Let's go to Loveland, Ohio, EMT. Let's see, they must have there's a fire department.
Staff directory.
Let's just try Jason.
I type in Jason's name on the staff directory search form.
No.
So I'm gonna say Jason does not work here. I think we need to start looking into Carlos.
Yeah, so here's his page.
I pull up Carlos's Facebook page. There's not a lot there. He's a nice looking guy. In his profile picture, he's wearing a black hoodie, staring straight into the camera with a serious expression on his face.
He lives in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Jason
says he lives in Ohio.
Interesting.
Profile's pretty locked up.
And it's undeniable, which is obviously why Brooklyn mentioned it, that there is a through line here of the whole Carlos and those girls harassing her and her meeting Jason 2 days after she sort of ended things with Carlos.
Mm-hmm. What if Carlos started talking to Brooklyn as Jason as a means of not having Kara and Rio in his business?
Right.
Where's the dynamic duo?
All right, here's Kara. Not very active on her Facebook page.
Yeah, not a lot there. It says she lives in Middletown, Ohio. Two profile pictures. One with long, bright red hair with her lips pursed, and then just the same picture again in black and white.
And here's Rio. Okay.
I scroll down her posts. There's one where she's written to Kara.
I will always have your back, Kara, no matter what. I love you, Muffin. I'm so blessed to have the best friend that I have. So they're ride or die for each other, obviously. We don't want to reach out to thing one and thing two because
right. They
instigate shit, and we need to keep them at bay right now.
Right.
Wait.
Cammy spots a post from someone named Megan.
Oh. Hey, Rio, you talked to Kara. Haven't heard from her all week.
What did she say? What's the comment?
She's right here. Okay, so it sounds like Megan is a mutual friend of both of them, and she's from Ohio.
Right.
Maybe we message her, Megan. This is Neve from the show Catfish. Please give me a call when you get a sec. Okay. Oh, hold on. I got a message. Megan, wrote back, "Can I call you now?"
Ooh, okay, I wonder what she knows.
Oh. Oh, I'm getting a phone. This must be her. Okay, hold on. Hello?
Hello.
Megan?
Yes.
We're doing an episode that we think could involve some friends of yours, Rio and Kara. And I was just curious how you know them.
Kara, I grew up with Kara. Rio, I've known about 6 years.
Okay, so you've known both of them a long time.
Yeah.
Do you know their friend Carlos?
Yeah, Kara's ex, Carlos, yeah.
Oh, okay, so Kara and Carlos dated. Interesting. And so are Kara and Carlos still together?
No, she ended it.
Basically, there's a girl, and maybe you've heard of this girl named Brooklyn.
I think that's the one that Carlos, stepped out on Kara when it was ready. He cheated on Kara with her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was adult. He always cheated on Kara.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so one of the things we thought was, could it be that Carlos made another profile with a different name and photos so that he could talk to Brooklyn without her knowing?
Yeah, it sounds like something Carlos would do. I think Kara mentioned it once before that he had a fake profile.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think Kara would be willing to talk to us about this?
I'm sure she would.
I'm going to message her, but at the very least, can you also just text her and let her know maybe that we spoke?
Okay.
Great. That's super helpful. Thank you.
I hope you get your answers.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Whoa.
Ah, interesting that when Brooklyn tells the story, Kara was just the girl that Carlos was living with. And maybe that's the story that
right.
Carlos told Brooklyn.
A classic cheater bullshit thing to say.
But Kara obviously is telling the story that Carlos is her ex-boyfriend.
Sounds like it wouldn't be out of his wheelhouse to have a fake account.
Mm-hmm.
Let's message Kara. Hey, Kara. This is Neve from Catfish. We are doing an episode now that involves your ex, Carlos. Please give me a call. Thanks. Wait, did she just write back? Oh, wow, she wrote back. She said, I'm at work and I'm not able to talk. Okay, that's fine. Can we speak tomorrow morning?
She has an axe to grind. She's gonna wanna talk about it.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Okay, she says, yes, that will work. Okay, great, talk then. Look, there's no way the whole thing with Carlos isn't somehow connected to this. And now, Kara, maybe, has something to tell us, but all of our arrows seem to be directioning towards Carlos.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, I got a good night's sleep and I am ready to put the pieces of this investigation puzzle together. It seems like there's more to the story of Brooklyn and Carlos than we thought. He was apparently in a relationship with this girl, Kara, who Brooklyn thought was just a roommate. Cammie and I both think that Carlos has something to do with the Jason mystery. I hope that we can get some information from Kara when we talk to her this morning.
Let's get back into the saddle here. Let's see, where is Cammie?
I text her, good morning, sunshine. And there she is.
Good morning.
So, I did get a text this morning from Kara.
Oh, I wonder what she knows.
She texted me now and said, hey, I need to speak to you.
Good.
Let's see if she can get on Zoom.
I text Kara. Hey, any chance you can join our Zoom?
All right, so any minute now, get ready for Kara. Oh, hey, Kara, what's up?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay.
Kara has long, bright red hair, like the picture in her Facebook profile. She's wearing a black t-shirt that sets off a silver cross pendant with dark eye makeup and big silver hoop earrings.
All right, so as you know now, we're making an episode of Catfish. And there is a chance that Carlos, he's potentially connected. And so we wanted to ask you a couple questions, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Okay, so Carlos obviously was your ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
Okay, did you guys live together?
Yes, we lived together for like a year and a half.
So for a year and a half, you were sleeping in the same bed with Carlos?
Most definitely.
Wow.
Okay, what was your relationship with Carlos like?
So in the beginning, when I first met Carlos, everything was good. And then maybe 6 months into the relationship, everything went downhill. He started talking to multiple girls, you know, cheating, talking to other people, doing it in the house. And finally, I got fed up with it and told him that he needed to get his stuff and get out. But it was kind of hard because his daughter had lived with us full time. So it was hard to put her out, but I had to do what was best for me at the end of the day.
Wow. So very blatantly cheating.
Yes, it got crazy. This is about Brooklyn, right? That's what Megan told me.
Yeah, so Brooklyn, she was under the impression, based on what Carlos had told her, that he was single.
I reached out to Brooklyn a couple times and told her, like, you know, me and Carlos are together. Brooklyn is a homewrecker. Like, Brooklyn was the last straw for me. I couldn't handle anything else. Like, it had to be done after that.
Well, I understand being upset in the moment and, like, wanting to pop off about shit to people that, you know, you have issues with.
Right.
Like, address it with your man versus addressing it with other women.
Right, yeah. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. At the time, I really didn't care because she ruined what me and Carlos had. Like, she was the end of our journey.
Right.
So,
but she didn't. I mean, but she's
she didn't
not the
necessarily
cause of the problems,
ruin
right?
it, but she
right.
caused many and many of problems in what we had. So me and Carlos had hung out a couple weeks ago. Carlos made me feel like we had another chance at something. And he was in the shower. I got into his phone. I seen some text messages from Brooklyn. And she wasn't calling him Carlos. She was calling him Jason. So I confronted Carlos about it, you know, and asked Carlos, like, hey, you know, I got into your phone. I've read some messages. And he was like, yeah, I've been catfishing her, you know, under some guy named Jason.
Cammy texts me, oh, hell.
I think Carlos is the problem.
Most definitely. He's out of my life. And, you know, I don't have to deal with them problems anymore. He's a man whore.
Okay, well, I guess we have to talk to Carlos.
Thank you for clearing this up.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye, Kara. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Kara waves and signs off the Zoom.
Whoa.
I mean, that makes sense. We thought this could be.
And I don't blame her for wanting to throw Carlos under the bus. Throw his ass under the bus.
All right, well, we got to break the news. All right, let's text Brooklyn.
Hey, Brooklyn. We're in the Zoom and need to talk.
It's going to start a shitstorm that Ohio has never seen. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. How's it going?
How are you?
I'm good. Nervous, but I'm good.
Brooklyn might be nervous, but she still has a sweet smile on her face, and as always, her hair is in perfect curls.
Have you talked to Jason?
No.
Well, we obviously called because we want to talk about what we were able to discover.
Okay.
Long story short, we just got off the phone with Kara.
Okay.
And so basically, here's what she said. When you met Carlos, they were living together. They were sleeping in the same bed every night, sleeping with each other. And she labels you sort of as a homewrecker.
Okay.
Did you know that sort of version of the story between Kara and Carlos and that he'd been cheating on her and all that?
No. Carlos was very upfront in the beginning. Like, I live with this girl. We're not together. I mean, that's all that I got out of it.
Hmm.
Okay.
Interesting.
So, Kara explained to us that just a couple of weeks ago, Kara was with Carlos. He was in the shower. She looks through his phone, and Carlos was talking to you as Jason.
Brooklyn takes a deep breath. She's definitely taken aback by this information, but she holds it together.
Okay.
What would it mean for you if he is the one that is deceiving you at this point as someone else?
They would hurt me.
Brooklyn's trying hard not to cry, but the tears come.
Is Carlos into you and just wants to talk to you without Kara or somebody else knowing? And so he created this person so that he can be able to talk to you.
But Carlos and I are friends. He could have just told me, if you want to be with me, then why would you put me through that?
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like shortly after you and Carlos decided you would sort of stop pursuing each other, 2 days later, he made a Jason profile, found you on Plenty of Fish.
It all adds up.
What do we think we should do? Call Carlos and confront him, see if he wants to come clean?
I mean, if he cares, then he doesn't want to see me hurt more in the process.
You sent us his number. Let's text him.
Hey, Carlos, this is Neve. We'd love to talk to you about your friend, Brooklyn. We're on a Zoom now. Can you join?
All right. So, okay, I sent a message to Carlos. All right, could be joining any minute now. How you feeling?
I'm just nervous. Like, I'm just... like, I was prepared, but you're never prepared enough, so...
Hey!
Hey,
how's it going?
We're good, we're good.
Carlos is sitting in the driver's seat of a car. He's got a mask hanging from one ear, and he's holding a cigarette in his right hand. He looks a little confused.
So here's the situation. Brooklyn, after you guys were talking, sort of met and started talking to this other guy, Jason. And she's been trying to meet him now for a long time. And her friend Allie reached out to us because Allie was suspicious that maybe Jason was a catfish. And also because of all the drama that went down between Kara and Rio, thought that maybe they could be somehow involved.
Okay.
We just spoke to Kara, who you know well. And she told us that a couple weeks ago, you were over at her place. You were taking a shower and she went through your phone. And that in your phone, she saw a conversation between you and Brooklyn where Brooklyn referred to you as Jason. I'm going to ask you just very simply, are you Jason? And if so, why would you do that?
Carlos's face breaks into a huge smile.
Okay, just to clear the air, Brooklyn, I am not Jason. I'm Carlos and only will be Carlos.
You're saying everything Kara told us is a lie.
Yeah, I ain't Jason. I don't know where she got that story from, though.
Why should we believe you? You didn't take a shower over her place a few weeks ago?
Nah, I don't even know where she got that from. Like, I got a whole fingerprint on my phone. She can't even get in my phone.
You're not talking to Brooklyn as Jason?
Nah.
Brooklyn takes a deep breath. She's obviously relieved to hear this. Carlos is so relaxed, and with his easy smile and laid-back manner, I'm beginning to understand why she trusts him. But I have to dig a little deeper.
It's still weird because Kara told us you had been cheating on her. She makes you sound like a real scumbag.
She says you were a dog. Roof.
Me and Kara never in a relationship, okay? That was my roommate, so I was allowed to do whatever I did.
You guys were never officially boyfriend and girlfriend?
No.
And so how did you feel when she was contacting all of the girls, or like Brooklyn, when she was contacting them and like harassing?
All right, so that's when our problem came in. Like, once I let it be known that I was talking to people, she didn't like it at all. That's when she started becoming a stalker, reaching out to people, and that's why I ultimately end up moving out of there.
That's a very different version of the story.
We not even friends no more. Me and Kurt not even friends no more.
So if you had to guess who was doing this to Brooklyn, what would be your guess?
If I had to guess, I think Rio and Kara behind it. They partners in crime. They do everything together. So if one's in it, they both involved. Brooklyn, I wouldn't put it past them.
Cammy texts me, am I crazy for believing this guy right now? And I text back, no, I actually don't think it's him.
All right, well, I think we're at least slightly closer to figuring this out. I guess we got to talk to Rio and talk to Kara again.
Yeah, I hope y'all get to the bottom of it.
All right, well, thank you for helping point us in the right direction.
I'm glad I was able to help you guys out.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Carlos gives us another big smile and Brooklyn waves goodbye.
Wow, this is crazy. I mean, I don't know what to believe anymore.
I really don't think he'd be the one to do it.
Well, I think you're right.
Do you mind showing us your texts with Jason?
Why?
There's just a very distinct way that people text that I find. And the messages that you showed us yesterday didn't look like a guy's writing it. I find a lot of girls' texts with extra spaces in between, like the last letter, the punctuation, and the next letter. I don't feel like I see a lot of guys' text that way.
Brooklyn shares Jason's text on the screen.
Now that you say that, Rio, whenever she was texting me...
Now Brooklyn pulls up the text that she received from Rio.
You see that? Do you see that, Neve? You see
that? Oh, the spaces.
The spaces.
The space between the punctuation.
Do you see? This is what I'm saying.
Wow, you're right.
Yeah, and Carlos, I mean, Carlos talks like, hold on, let's see here.
There's no punctuation. He texts like a guy. It's abbreviated. Everything is abbreviated. He can't bother to put the O in don't because there's just no time.
Yeah, Carlos' texts are completely different. And Rio's look exactly like Jason's. Wow. Way to go, Cammy.
So you're telling me that based on your text analysis, Rio and Jason are a match?
They have the same punctuation, yeah.
It is Rio and Kara, period.
That's physical evidence.
That is the clue. These bitches is lying.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Okay, we've definitely taken a huge step in breaking this case. Carlos totally seemed like he was telling the truth. And at this point, all roads are leading to Kara and Rio.
It turns out that everything Kara told us was a lie, pretty much, if we believe Carlos.
If it's these girls starting shit, we need to fucking squash this shit because it's been going on for way too long. Nobody in this situation is dealing with Carlos anymore, so there's no reason for it.
Yep.
Maybe we should get them both on a Zoom and just kind of see if we can clear this up.
But maybe without Brooklyn first? Do you even want to talk to these two? Like,
I mean, I wouldn't say I necessarily want to talk to them, but at the same time, I mean, just really want to get to the bottom of everything.
Well, Brooklyn could also potentially be watching and listening, mm-hmm. and we could talk to them first, and then you can just say, hey, I actually heard all that.
I think if you stay on mute, keep your camera off, I think that could work.
Okay, I'll do what I need to do.
All right, let's send them a message.
Group text. We have their numbers.
Hey, Kara and Rio, it's Neve. Got a min to chat? Space? Question mark?
Mm-hmm.
See if she picks up on it. So Rio says, okay, cool. I talked to Kara, so I'm not surprised you want to talk. What does that
girl
mean? We are on Zoom.
Did you send her the link already?
I sent her the link.
So then Brooklyn, you gotta get out.
So Brooklyn, yeah, you should hide. And okay. I'll send a text to you and Cammy now so that we're on the same thing. So we can all chit-chat.
I set up a private chat for me, Cammy, and Brooklyn. Brooklyn turns off her picture and goes mute.
Okay, there she's gone. Perfect.
Initiate.
This could be her chance to get her revenge.
Brooklyn texts, you get him, Cammy. And then...
Oh!
Hey! Both of you are here!
Rio and Kara sit next to each other in the kitchen wearing matching black t-shirts. Kara's long, straight, bright red hair contrasts with Rio's super curly black and blonde style. They both have defiant expressions on their faces.
Do you guys live together? Because you guys are together now?
Yeah.
Got it.
So what's up, Rio? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Good to
meet you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
This is Cammy, as you know, probably. So, Rio, you just texted me and said that you spoke to Kara and that you figured we would want to talk.
Basically, I talked to Kara and I figured you guys would
you know, reach out to me.
Why did you think that?
Just the conversation that she told me you guys had.
Uh-huh.
Kind of gave me an idea that you'd reach out to me or us.
Cammie texts, "These two got something brewing." Brooklyn texts back, "For sure."
Okay, well, obviously, we're still trying to figure this whole thing out, but we've got some puzzle pieces that aren't quite fitting. So before I launch into some questions, is there anything that you guys want to say just to kind of like steer this conversation one way or the other?
Go right ahead, Kara.
Go ahead.
Kara, I think this one's on you, baby.
I mean, what I told you guys earlier, I just want to be honest and tell you guys that I'm Jason.
You're Jason.
And Rio is Jason too.
Half of Jason.
Half of Jason.
Cammie texts, bingo.
Uh-huh. Can you guys just take us back and explain how did we get here?
So Brooklyn, I reached out to Brooklyn as myself. She wouldn't hear me out and couldn't get her to stop talking to Carlos. So I made a fake page on POF, started writing her.
So the idea was to
get revenge on Brooklyn.
Brooklyn texts, I'm so freaking mad right now.
But Carlos describes your connection and your sort of living situation very differently than you do, Kara. He says that he was your friend and that you offered to let him move in as a roommate.
Well, I mean, there was many a time Carlos was like, you know, we're gonna be in a relationship, you know. He would tell my family that we was together. He would tell my friends that we was together. But when it come to like other females, we was not together.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you said that Carlos was talking to a lot of girls. So why Brooklyn specifically?
Reaching out to the other girls, they kind of like, you know, fell back. Brooklyn, she kept coming and coming and coming and coming, and it never stopped until Jason. She didn't care how long they talked and I was hurting. She just kept being a home wrecking hoe.
Brooklyn texts, this is so wrong. That's enough. I'm coming in now.
Full disclosure, Brooklyn has been on the call the entire time.
Oh, hell no.
Surprise.
Kara and Rio sit stone-faced. They are not happy.
All right, so look, I think we should clear all this up, answer any questions anyone has so that you guys can stop messing around with each other and wasting your time with this whole nonsense.
I mean, at the end of the day, you hurt me, I hurt you. I reached out to you as me. You wouldn't understand where I was coming from. You wanted to keep coming in my relationship, my friendship, whatever you and Carlos wanted to call it. So that was the only way to get you and Carlos to stop talking. It worked. I went through with it. And then you guys fell off because Jason was telling you everything Carlos was not telling you.
Brooklyn is pissed. She is not having any of these girls' bullshit.
None of that happened. Carlos and I fell off for different reasons, not because of Jason. For the simple fact of that it was so much drama with Carlos.
Right.
Did Carlos know about Jason that you guys were behind this?
No.
Carlos was not lying.
And so who's the guy in the pictures? Because you guys must know that guy.
We don't know him. We reached out to him on Facebook.
Well, we stole his pictures off his page. And so I wrote the guy. I found out that my boyfriend was talking to another female. So I made a fake page with your picture. And I wrote her in hopes of getting her to stop texting him. Well, it worked. And now I'm in too deep. And she wants a picture of me, in parentheses, you, holding up a piece of paper that says her name on it. And he said, what's her name? I said, Brooklyn. And he sent the picture.
Wow. So you just basically came clean and told him.
Yeah. Basically.
I'm moving on. I have a relationship. Why did Jason message me, you know, a couple weeks ago and then a month ago? You know, like, why were you still trying to get into my life about things?
I think we were just bored.
What the fuck is wrong with you girls?
Was it just, like, just for the fun of the drama of, like, messing with her in the middle of the night?
They were bored. Okay. They wanted to fucking have a good time.
Yeah, that's what I've said, like,
at Brooklyn's expense.
It's messed up and wrong.
Thank you, Neve. Thank you. You didn't just hurt me. I mean, you guys definitely harassed me. None of that is okay.
It was never supposed to go on as long as it did.
Ever.
Ever. But, I mean, after we did start talking, it was just something I mean, it was a routine. I woke up and done it every day for, 2-3 months?
3 months.
Thing is, Rio and Kara, it didn't need to ever happen this way. How old? I'm 27.
23.
I'm 28.
Okay, you guys, we are growing ladies, women. We gotta grow the fuck up. We gotta get this shit. This is not, we're supposed to be coming together. We're not supposed to be doing all of this shit. Especially not over some boy who's not even acting right.
True. At the end of the day, it wasn't her fault. So right. I feel like it should have been directed more towards Carlos, and we will admit that. And, you know, there's really nothing else to say about that, except I want to apologize to you, Brooklyn.
I mean, at the end of the day, all we can say is we're sorry.
Yeah.
I just want to know if this is all going to stop. I don't want things to continue.
Absolutely.
No, most definitely. It's over and done with. Like,
yeah.
I feel bad about it now because at the end of the day, you are really a sweet person. You are a good person. I don't have anything bad to say about you.
No, I appreciate that.
All right. Well, look, I hope that at the very least, it sounds like we've squashed any beef. There's no bad blood here.
Bye, Brooklyn. Sorry again.
I understand.
Amazingly, Brooklyn manages a genuine smile. Kara and Rio smile as well. I mean, how could they stay mad at such a forgiving soul?
Bye, Nave. God bless you.
Bye, Rio. Bye, Kara.
Thank you, guys. Ay, ay, ay. Girls.
I don't like them.
I understand. I understand why you wouldn't like them. I think they're just ready to be done with this.
I kind of get that feeling, too. I just hope that nothing continues. I don't want any more random messages.
Case closed.
Thank you, guys. Seriously. I appreciate it.
I'm glad now you can move on with your life, your new relationship.
Most definitely. He's a good one. And he's real.
I have to laugh at that. Yes, real is better.
All right. Bye,
Brooklyn. Guys.
Bye.
With one last smile and a wave, Brooklyn signs off. I'm really happy we could get to the bottom of that for her. And I'm happy that Carlos wasn't Jason. Brooklyn and Carlos have a friendship, a real one, and in the end, she was right to trust him. I think that Rio and Kara did feel sorry for what they did to Brooklyn, but something tells me they still have some serious growing up to do. I'm just happy now Brooklyn can finally move on with her new relationship, IRL. 2 months later, Kara and Rio have not contacted Brooklyn at all. Both Brooklyn and Kara are still friends with Carlos, but they've learned to coexist peacefully. This is Catfish, the podcast. If you like our show, please give us a 5-star rating and a review, and be sure to tell your friends. You can follow this show on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, on the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app to listen ad-free. In the episode notes, you'll find some links and offers from our sponsors. Please support them. Another way you can support the show is by filling out a survey at wondery.com/survey. I'm your host, Neve Shulman. This episode was produced by Donna Hyams. Sound design is by Mark Nieto. Additional assistance by Eugene Herreras. Our associate producer is Kate Young.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Catfish, the podcast, ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.